Okay, well, the most important thing, of course, is you've won the game tonight, and great to score the winner, but you got the points.
Yeah, of course, it was great to get 3 points here tonight. We knew it was a tough place to come. They've had a couple of good results here, and obviously we haven't won in the last two, and it's nice to get the 3 points going into the international break.
I think you'd have been kicking yourselves had you not won the game. You dominated the first half, didn't you? But, you know, Rotherham, to be fair, really gave it a good go and got that equaliser.
Yeah, they did give it a good go, and the crowd got behind them here, and it's a tough place to come. But like I say, it shows what we're about, that we conceded, and then I think we got stronger when we conceded, actually, and turned it on.
Yeah, you seemed to step up a gear, didn't you? And you went at them again and scored.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all about. We don't give in. And we knew that if we do go beyond, we've still got the fitness behind us to keep going, and it paid off in the end.
You could have scored from 30 yards. I think the crossbar's still reverberating, isn't it? But then, in the end, it was a tap-in, a poacher's goal.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It was a left-foot swinger, and it managed to look nice and hit the bar, but didn't go in. But the... like you say, the ones that count in around the six-yard box, and it was nice to get that tonight.
And it was a good shot from Scott Arfield as well that gave you the chance, and you were in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice move to open up the defence, and Scott's got in there as he does, and it was nice to get the follow-up.
What did you make of Joey Barton's performance tonight and the impact that he made?
Yeah, I think he looks solid. His fitness is obviously coming on his first 90 minutes, and that's brilliant for him, and it's showing he's got a partnership in there with Jonah now, and I think they can form a good relationship there.
And up to third in the table. I know that doesn't mean very much at this stage, but you want to be up there, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Keep knocking on the door. It's tight up there as it was before the game, and we've obviously got 3 points in before tomorrow, and we'll watch their games. But we know how tight it is in this league, and it's good to get the points on the board.
And a good way to sign off before the international break. You've got a very important game to look forward to now.
Two
very important games.
Yeah, in terms of Burnley, it's good to get that going into a 2 week break. It's always a long time before the next game, and obviously for myself going away of Wales, there's two big games coming up there.
Just a final one on Wales. How do you feel about your chances?
Yeah, obviously confident. It's two tough games, but I think it's a point or so we need, and we were unlucky not to finish it off on the last trip, but it'd be nice to secure it this time around.
And get it done and dusted first time up.
It'd be nice, yeah, it'd be really nice, and it's a great team to be a part of there, and if we can seal it in Bosnia, it'd be wonderful.